Now, Constantinople in the Roman and Byzantine age didn't have that kind of influence. I mean, the percentages overall were smaller. Nonetheless, Constantinople would grow to the size of 600,000 or a million strong. It would eclipse Rome. It would become one, if not the largest city in the Mediterranean world. And certainly in the Middle Ages, when many of the older centers of the Near East, which were once under Roman control, fell to the Muslims, Constantinople will be the greatest city of Christendom, somewhere between 600,000, some would say a million. I think that's too many. But let's say 600,000, 700,000 strong at the time of the Crusades, and much, much greater than most cities in Western Europe at the time. That 50,000 would be a substantial size for cities such as Paris in the year 1000, if it even achieved that size. So I want to stress the size of the city throughout the whole of the Roman and the Byzantine period, and that accounts in part for the economic importance of the city, the cultural role of the city. In the city came to be located political power, institutions that were vital for the running of the late Roman and the Byzantine states. Now, Constantine is the first individual I wish to talk about, the emperor who came to the throne in 306 and really surprised everyone by reuniting the Roman Empire in 324 AD. He is the founder or the refounder of the city. He refounded Byzantium as Constantinople. The second important figure I want to talk about is not an emperor at all, but the patriarch John Chrysostom, who was the patriarch, which is the Orthodox equivalent of the Pope. He's an archbishop who claims that his see is descended from Peter through an apostolic succession. That is the patriarch John Chrysostom, who was on the patriarchal throne from 398 to 404. He's deposed, and there's a series of riots and popular demonstrations in his favor in 404 and 405. And then the third figure to talk about is the Emperor Justinian, who in effect closes he closes and also is the climax to a number of developments of the city, which was founded by Constantine. Justinian reigned from 527 to 565. However, he had been exercising authority in the Eastern Roman Empire as early as either 518 or 519. He was very early associated with his uncle, who was elected to the throne by the army and was regarded as an ill-educated, untutored, drunk by the sources. They're very hostile. So that Justinian was already managing the empire for his uncle and adoptive father before he became emperor in his own right. And Justinian dominates the 6th century. The 6th century in many ways can be seen as the age of Justinian, in some ways the last of the great classical Roman emperors in a Christian guise. So those are the three figures I wish to look at. Constantine, as I mentioned, founded the imperial capital, and when he decided to relocate Rome in the east, he recognized that the locus of imperial power had shifted from Italy and the western provinces into the eastern provinces, into the regions long part of that wider Hellenistic world where many more of the cities were located. By one count, at the time that Constantinople was dedicated in 330 AD, perhaps two-thirds of the population, certainly most of the cities of the Roman world, were located in the east, and that would be Greece, the Balkans, Asia Minor, Syria, and Egypt. And in that eastern half of the Roman Empire, Greek was not only the administrative language, but the cultural idiom. It was Greek still dominated. Greek civilization was still the means by which the educated classes communicated with each other. Furthermore, the cities of Asia Minor and the Roman province of Egypt, without a doubt, were probably neck and neck with which of the two were the most important provinces for the Roman emperor. So Constantine recognized this fact by establishing his new capital at Constantinople. Rome was no longer a suitable capital for imperial power. The city he found, however, gave the impression to the viewer in 324, when he reunited the Roman Empire and decided to establish his new capital, that city, Byzantium, gave a viewer the impression of a typical city in the Roman East. It was only perhaps 30, 35,000 strong. It hadn't changed much since the time of the Emperor Septimius Severus, when the city actually made the mistake of crossing Septimius Severus and was briefly demoted to a village as a way of humiliating the city. It later was brought back into the graces of the imperial family.